You want to know what you need more of in your life? Politics. Yeah, nobody ever said that. But if you've got to go ahead and spend money on one nonfiction book, it's got to be the ultimate clash of wisdom, awesomeness, and then obviously the politics. But why not a little bit of comedy? Why not a little bit of a memoir? Why not something that's going to make you say, hey, I actually enjoyed reading this. I laughed. I learned something in the process. Check out my book. It's an Amazon bestseller. You may have heard of it. It's Stay Away from the Libertarians. It talks about all the things you think you might know about libertarians, plus a lot of things that I bet dollars to donuts you don't know about. You can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. So go on right now. You can get it in print or ebook or Kindle or whatever you call it. Just go out and get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online today. It's Stay Away from the Libertarians by Remso W. Martinez. Happens to be me. Thank God for AOC, because now we know about those internment camps along the U.S.-Mexican border. Oh, wait. They're not. All that and more. And by the way, do you trust her or O.J. Simpson more to take care of your child? We'll discuss this with today's special guest from the No Gimmicks podcast right after this. Oh, wait. No commercials anymore. Oh, this is the Remso Martinez Experience. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Do me a quick favor. Follow me on Twitter at Remso4VA. That's R-E-M-S-O-F-O-R-V-A. Follow me. I'll follow you back indiscriminately. That way we can go ahead and keep this awesome conversation going on after the show. This is one of those days where you really have to ask yourself whether or not you're living in a simulation. About 6-7 months ago, a couple friends of mine, sober, so just to clarify the context, we were having a very deep and philosophical conversation about whether or not our multiverse has split into two realities, one where Trump did not win in 2016, one where he did. We're living in the one where he did. Therefore, the past versions of ourselves at the split are living in the parallel dimension where we've all died, which means that everything happening now might as well just be a glitch in the system. One of those is the fact that AOC is in Congress. The second part is that O.J. Simpson is on Twitter. And I'll go ahead and link to the appearance I was on yesterday over at the No Gimmicks podcast, but we have to go ahead and keep this conversation going, because just when you think the dumb can't get dumber, things get funnier. Ladies and gentlemen, Brady Leonard from the No Gimmicks podcast. Buddy, who do you trust more after having a night to think about it, O.J. Simpson or AOC with your child? Theoretical,
man.
Child.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on the show, Remso. And that's a toughie, man. That's a toughie. Look, I think I have to say OJ. I can't get over the communism factor, man. Like I fear.
I mean, from all accounts, he was
a lot more. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about that, but I definitely fear the state more than a guy with a knife. I mean, the state has lots of guns, and I fear guns
and nukes
more than knives and nukes. Yeah, I definitely fear nukes more than knives. Yeah, I got to go AOC, man. I definitely fear communism a lot more than some random dude.
And I'd probably agree with you, because here's the big question that's spinning out of this. Do you honestly think she believed that they were internment camps? Like, do you actually think that she actually thought, like, in her heart of hearts, that she was telling people the truth? Or do you think she said it just to say it, just to get a rise out of people?
I don't know. Because here's the thing.
Like, I don't know what's scarier, the fact that she said it, irregardless as to whether or not it's authentic, or the fact that I'm probably going to believe anything that comes out of OJ's mouth at this point compared to hers.
I mean, with most politicians, it's hard to tell if they're just bullshitting or if they believe their rhetoric. But, I mean, I don't know. With AOC, it could go either way, man. I mean, she really is that dumb. That's the thing. Like, usually these politicians are just being rhetorical. They know it's bullshit. Like, you see, you know, all the stuff with the gun debate right now, like Dianne Feinstein just misrepresenting what an AR-15 is. Like, she's a smart woman.
Now, like, there's that, and a lot of people are just, like, really, really, you know, retarded when it comes to the gun debate. But we're talking about, like, internment camps. Like, that's very big. You don't just get that wrong. That's not one of those things that you just randomly screw up on, and it's like, oh, yeah, sorry about it. Like, that's... Yeah, it took her time to consider that.
She's so dumb. Yeah, like, she is dumb enough, though, that she might actually believe this crap. I mean, like, if it were anyone else in government, I'd say they know they're lying. But she's that dumb. Like, she truly is that retarded. So, I don't know. It's hard to tell, man. Could go either way. Coin flip at this point.
There was an article pushed out by the Daily Wire. So, you can guess their slant on this, but they basically published a piece saying that AOC is extremely unpopular in her own district right now. And I've been hearing this for a while. I think a lot of the people that are saying this who are leftists were people that liked the incumbent, the former House Minority Leader. I forgot his name, who she beat in a primary, which is why she's able to get this far. But I don't see this ending anytime soon, because thanks to, you know, a few thousand people that voted for her, she's now a national figure speaking to millions, and conservative media has just made her so much stronger. I think that, you know, it bugs me that people are like, oh, ignore O.J. Simpson, forget about O.J. Simpson. I think O.J. Simpson going on Twitter is like, you know, a sign of the times, because I think it's absolutely hilarious. We're telling people to ignore someone that's really not relevant, who everyone knows killed his wife, but we keep giving attention to this dumb bitch. We just spent 5 minutes conversing about her, asking whether or not she genuinely believed there were concentration camps, internment camps, along the U.S.-Mexican border. And I think – I'm going to put money on this right now. I think she's going to be a future president.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But, I mean, who knows what the country will even look like when she's old enough to run for president. Who knows? But, like, she is underwater in terms of approval rating in her own district. She has like a 27% approval rating or something like that. But the thing is, like, the Democratic base is, especially like in that area, like the you know, the commie kind of, you know, Democratic socialist Democratic base, they're a bunch of NPCs, so they'll still vote for her. Like, Bill de Blasio had, like, he won re-election, was it last year? Yeah, I think it was 2018. Like, Bill de Blasio won re-election with 65% of the vote in New York City, and he had like a 25% approval rating. So, like, Republicans, if they don't like a Republican in office, they're just not going to vote for him. But a lot of these Democratic base voters, like AOC type voters, they're a bunch of NPCs. So they might hate her, but they'll still vote for her because she has a D next to her name. So it's like, yeah, she's extremely wildly unpopular, but she'll still keep getting reelected.
Do you think O.J. Simpson could run for office as a Democrat?
Probably. Just play the race card. Like, oh, yeah.
People I really want to see all these people that say that anybody can run as a Democrat and still get elected. I want to see them defend O.J. Simpson, because look at the people that are running for president right now. We've got Kamala Harris, who slept her way to the top, put more black men in prison than Milken and Obama combined. We've got who else? Bill de Blasio, his only achievement is making New York even less safe and going to war with Uber for over a year and a half. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Joe Biden, plagiarized, lost primaries twice, was a terrible vice president, caused the Arab Spring.
Tried to convince President Obama not to kill Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's a bit of a crime.
The press doesn't talk about that. The corporate press does not talk about that. Joe Biden was the one man in the room trying to convince the administration not to kill Osama bin Laden because he didn't want a backlash from Muslims.
I think it's so funny because, like, it's the same guy that went to the DNC and screamed, "Bin Laden is dead and GM is alive." Like,
yep.
You know, we're dealing with someone like here's two things about Joe Biden I don't think anyone really is willing to say out loud. Like, he's not stupid. He's an incredibly cold-hearted, vicious politician who is the very definition of an establishment figure. And people are just letting him kind of walk around the whole thing without a fight. Oh, then we've got Beto O'Rourke, who's a furry who ran from the cops.
I mean, the furry thing is really just...
I mean, that alone, like, that freaked out enough people I know from staying away from him. Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union and thought the Contras were on the... I'm sorry, the Sandinistas were on the right side of history. Man, like, oh, Elizabeth Warren, the last of the Fohicans. Like, you could... Like, Hillary Clinton, I could just go on for hours about Hillary Clinton 2016. But the thing is, like, these people suck.
Also ate dirt. Can we talk about that for a second? Like, Beto ate dirt.
Explain that. He ate dirt?
Yeah, it was like... Yeah, he was sad after he lost to Ted Cruz last year. So, like, he was on his, like, weird, like, emo kid road trip shit. And he stopped at some, like, weird, like, place in New Mexico somewhere and ate this, like, dirt that's supposed to be, like, magic dirt. You never heard of this?
No, yeah, this is homeboy first for me.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, homeboy eats dirt. So that's... Anyway, back to what you were saying. Sorry.
Like, did he say why?
Yeah, he was sad. He had the sads, so he ate dirt to cheer himself up.
Like, I'm all about that punk rock life. But that's
this is your hero, Democrats. Like, yeah,
I genuinely think that if O.J. Simpson ran for any office as a Democrat, I think Democrats would get behind him once he secured a nomination.
Oh yeah, like the corporate press would say, like every media outlet would have pieces saying like, yeah, you know, OJ's a murderer, but you know, he's better than Trump because reasons.
Trump is literally Hitler.
Yeah. Like you would say, yeah, well, you know, Trump didn't kill anybody, but you know, he's orange. So, you know, you got to vote for OJ. Like, yeah, literally the entire corporate press would back OJ Simpson. They'd back anybody.
I'd love to see a joint live stream between AOC and OJ Simpson.
Oh man.
Like, he's old enough to be president. We could have a Simpson Ocasio-Cortez ticket.
The weird, like, cooking live streams, like Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives, where they're just, like, cooking stuff. And then everybody just, like, freaks out anytime OJ grabs a knife. You're like, oh, shit, it's happening again. Oh, okay, Jesus, he's just cutting the steak. Thank goodness.
You know? Run, AOC, run!
Yeah.
But, like, this is the times we're living in, like... I had a conversation with Larry Sharp yesterday about, you know, how desperate they're willing to go. And, you know, he's basically like, man, they're willing to go as far as they need to go to win. And, you know, in a world where women like her can be in Congress and O.J. Simpson is back on Twitter, like, I really don't think anything is out of the realm of possibility, though I will admit when something sounds absolutely ridiculous, which is why today on Politico, Joe Biden just finished a rally in which he said he would win Florida, the Carolinas, Georgia, and Texas. Florida and North Carolina, like maybe Georgia, maybe. Texas was the one that just kind of stuck out to me, and I'm like, okay, this is full weaponized stupidity.
Yeah.
That's the word of the week, folks. I mean, hashtag weaponized stupidity.
Yeah, you brought that up on my podcast yesterday. I thought that was a very
this takes it more so. I don't remember the direct context from yesterday, but whatever that was, that's nothing compared to Joe Biden saying he'll take Texas. I want to see Beto O'Rourke on stage and say, Joe, if I couldn't win Texas, you can't win Texas. I want to see that fight break out. Like, you're not my dad, Joe. You can't just take Texas.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Biden.
Oh God,
Beto
reminds me of Napoleon Dynamite. Now I understand it. He reminds me of Napoleon.
Yeah,
Dynamite.
I mean, Biden has a better chance of becoming Queen of England than winning Texas. That's just not going to happen. Like, people always like, even with the Beto stuff. Like, Beto was extremely popular, and he raised like $50 million from Hollywood for that campaign. Like, he outspent Cruz like 8-1, 7-1, something like that. But people also forget Ted Cruz. Like, I like Ted Cruz a lot. Like, he's a constitutionalist for the most part. I like most of his policies, but he is not popular. Like, he is not a popular senator.
We're
not even
talking
in his
about
own
Texas,
state.
Though.
Yeah, but Cruz isn't that popular in Texas. Like, Trump is. Like, Trump would beat Cruz in Texas right now if it was like a senatorial election. Like, Cruz really mismanaged his campaign. Like, he handled everything when he was running against Trump about as badly as he could. Like, getting down into the gutter with him, it was just not a good idea.
In
it
his
backfired
defense,
on everybody.
Trump said his wife was ugly. He looked like a vampire. He might be the Zodiac killer, and his dad killed Kennedy.
Right. Yeah.
And his,
I know.
In his defense, like, honestly, my biggest thing was, and he went on the Ben Shapiro Sunday special last week and talked about it. He was basically like, you know what, man, like, I expect this from politics. So to that degree, like, I get it. Having, like, been in the game myself, like, I've said some pretty atrocious things about people who I ran campaigns against, who I went and got lunch with. And we just knew that's how it was. Like, it's super weird and sketchy, but that's just how it is. But when you go after a man's wife and father, that's very emasculating.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, I would have gone further than Cruz went. I would have punched Trump in the face if he said that about my wife and father. But, like, he handled it the wrong way, like, refusing to, you know, he goes to the convention, gives his speech.
Like a gangster.
Refuses to endorse Trump.
Like a boss.
Yeah. But and then he flipped on it like 2 weeks later and he endorsed Trump and campaigned for him. So it's like he pissed off the never Trump Republicans by endorsing Trump. And then he pissed off all the like Trump train guys by, you know, doing that speech at the convention. So it's like he's eliminated a lot of his supporters on both sides of the Trump issue. So like he'll always be a flawed candidate because of that. And he still beat Beto by 3 points. Like, yeah, Biden is not like Biden's not as popular as Beto in Texas, and Trump is more popular in Texas than Cruz. So it's just not like it's not feasible for Biden or I don't think any Democrat
I don't think
in the foreseeable future
Texas.
To win Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. Because as much as they might dislike their own people, they don't want a Democrat in charge. Like that's just not going to happen. And there's certainly like there's no way. I don't think people really understand this. Like the DNC is bankrupt. The DNC has like no money. They took like a $10 million loan last week just to get themselves ready for their coffers. And in terms of Texas, like I got to give it to the Texas Democrats. They mobilized very well for all their down ticket candidates because they had that Beto mania going on. So I think they might have a little bit more energy, but I don't think the same people that were getting excited for Beto are going to get excited for Joe Biden because despite aesthetics, you were dealing with a young, you know, decently good-looking dude who was funny, who spoke directly to the people, and at least was from Texas. So at least he got that much going for him. Joe Biden is a rich dude from Delaware.
Yeah.
Who's already vice president.
Yeah, he's 79 years old. Or maybe he's 78. He'll be 79
next year.
He
is old as shit.
Yeah,
and
he's old as the hills, man.
And despite that, like, you know, crazy old man factor, I don't see them coming out for him at all. So Biden saying that, like, he said a lot of stupid stuff before. If he genuinely believes that, then I genuinely believe that O.J. Simpson didn't kill his wife and Ron Goldman.
Like, look, let's talk about Joe Biden.
O.J. Simpson has a better chance of winning Texas
Than Joe Biden. I definitely do agree with that. But Biden's whole campaign is incoherent to me. Like it,
how so?
He's trying to run the 1920 Warren G. Harding return to normalcy kind of campaign, right?
No, mofo. He's running to cure cancer.
Get
the memo?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's a weird one. I mean, I don't want to criticize his experience with cancer. He obviously lost his son to brain cancer, but like, yeah, that was bad.
Oh, you want to know something dark real fast? You want to know something dark real fast?
You know I do.
Okay, like this is confirmed. And this is when I knew that Joe Biden was malicious. That whole debacle with his son, in which his son's last words before 2016 really kicked off were, "Do it for me, Dad," or just "Do it for me, Dad." Basically his son trying to say that he was running for president. That didn't happen.
Yeah, I'd imagine
that was an actual confirmed lie. He made up his dying son's last words to propagate the idea of maybe a presidential run in 2016.
That is just shameless, man. Like these people are shameless. Like, that's just gross.
Like, that's why I have no respect for Joe Biden. Like, you know, I still know some Republicans are like, "Oh, I don't like Joe, but, you know, he's Uncle Joe, man. I get him a beer at a barbecue." No, I wouldn't want Joe Biden in the same county as me.
No.
I disrespect him that much. I openly disrespect Joe Biden that much.
But, like, how is he? He's trying to run a return. Like, Trump's crazy. Trump's out of the norm. You know,
Trump's a racist.
The Warren Harding return to normalcy thing. But his policies are getting more and more radical. Like, return to normalcy worked because Woodrow Wilson was a communist. And and Warren Harding is like, okay, obviously 80% top tax rates are a bit excessive. Let's cut some taxes and then rein in the spending and not get us into another unnecessary war. And then, but so Biden's trying to run the same kind of campaign, but he's campaigning on communism. Like, it's the opposite. Like, you can't run a return to normalcy campaign when all of your policies are radical and becoming more radical. Like, every normal policy he's held for the last 50 years in office, he's flip-flopping on and becoming a radical.
Are you so excited, like, to see Bernie Sanders attack Joe Biden as being too moderate? I actually want to see this fight.
Oh, yeah. There's two dinosaurs just trying to out-communism each other.
And then it's going to be incredible to watch. Warren. I'm still here! And Beto's like, can I please talk? Gosh,
Pete Buttigieg is like, dude, I'm gay. Have I mentioned I'm gay? Like, yes, Pete, we know you're gay.
I had Nicholas Meeser on about a month ago, and tell me what you think of this. Nick thinks, like, it in his bones, he thinks that Pete Buttigieg will be the 2020 nominee.
I don't know about that.
I don't see it.
He'll probably be the VP pick.
Maybe. Honestly, like, at this point,
if the nominee's black, then Pete will be the VP pick. And if the nominee's white, obviously they'll pick probably a black woman, like Stacey Abrams or something.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. Do you have all identity? Do you have your phone with you?
I do.
Okay. Pull up the list of all the Democrats running. And what I want to do is I want to take turns going back and forth, and let's eliminate the people who we think will definitely not be the nominee, and see who we really get down to in terms of, like, the few guys who might actually pull it off. I want to see how this works.
Just go, like, person by person?
Yeah, so let me see. Democrats running for president. I got the list. Okay. Folks, we don't plan this. This just happens, okay? Welcome to the Remsen Martinez experience.
Dude, by the way, when you Google, I just Googled list of Dem. And the first one that comes up is demons, and the second one is Democratic candidates.
That is so beautiful.
List of demons. Yikes.
Okay, I'm going to go first. And damn, I don't even know who some of these people are. I used to think I was pretty knowledgeable, but I am not.
Just want to do, like, alphabetical order, not even like in terms of because that's what popped up first.
I got a random list from some super PAC I'm just gonna roll with, so I'm just gonna pick someone out. Okay, Michael Bennett, U.S. senator from Colorado.
Well, first, no, don't even tell me where they're from. Like, you have to quiz me like, if I even know who these people are.
I'll say this. What does Michael Bennett look like in your mind when I say his name?
I mean, I'm looking at a picture of him. I am looking at the list, but it's not. It doesn't show, like, any information about him.
I know who
Michael Bennett is because I do this professionally. But I guarantee most of the audience did not know that he existed.
I did not know he existed. I'll put myself in with the audience. I have no clue who he is.
Doesn't Bennett have cancer? I believe he's, like, fighting cancer.
It says right here, Bennett announced his presidential campaign after a successful surgery for prostate cancer in April 2019.
Oh, I mean, God bless him, but, like, man.
He's going to wish he could go back to dealing of cancer after dealing of some of these cancerous people. Okay, your turn.
Yeah, Biden, obviously, he's the front runner. I'd give him about a 60% chance of being the nominee, Joe Biden.
Yeah, you don't think he's got Jeb Bush syndrome? Rudy Giuliani syndrome.
Jeb never broke 22%. So that's the thing. Like, usually the front runner, and, like, Ben Shapiro talks about this all the time. Like, you know, Joe Biden's not going to be the nominee. The front runner is never this far out is never the nominee. I mean, like, yes, you know, like, Joe Lieberman was the Democratic front runner in 2004 at this point. Like John Edwards was the front runner in 2008 at this point for the Democrats. Like, I get that. Obviously, Jeb Bush and Scott Walker were the two front runners at this point in 2015. But like, none of them had the kind of lead that Joe Biden has. Like, he's up in the high 30s. And second place is either Bernie or Warren at around 13-14%. So, I mean, he's cleared a 20-point lead over everyone else. So that's a huge – I mean, he can actually withstand some gaffes, which are inevitable because it's Joe Biden, and not – you know, he could lose 10% and still be the front runner.
Oh, speaking of gaffes and someone who was immediately knocked out of any possibility as soon as Joe Biden jumped in, Cory Booker – man,
that guy's the worst.
I wish, like, I feel bad for Cory Booker. I wish he would just come out as being gay.
Dude, like,
I feel like he's harming himself. I'm pretty damn sure he's gay. I wish he would just come out and be his authentic self. Right. I support you, Cory. I support you coming out.
With Cory Booker, like, there has been rumors that he's a gay guy for a long time. It's not like just that it hasn't. It's been.
I'm
like
not saying this to make fun of him. Like, he genuinely, when he talks about dating women, he's like, I like the women. I like the way women smell. I like eating with women. It's like, Cory, you're gay, okay? You're not like freaking Liberace, but like, just come out. Just stop
BSing us. This is the thing about I feel bad for Cory Booker too, because he's one of those guys that even like Republicans in the Senate and the House, like, everybody says behind closed doors he's a really nice guy, but like everything he does, his entire persona is such a transparent lie. Like it's so weird. Like
he was a good mayor of New York. Like when he was Mayor Booker, I actually think he was doing some pretty decent stuff for his neighborhood.
He was like Mr. Bipartisan, moderate Democrat. Like he built himself as Joe Manchin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And, but like everything he does, and that might actually be him. Like his political ideology. Wow, might actually be centrist. But he knows that that's not going to win him any votes in the current Democratic Party. But like everything he does, and his whole persona is like this like little bitch, like this like male feminist, like little bitch. Like, dude, he was he was an elite D1 athlete. Like he had a full ride scholarship and played tight end at Stanford. Like he was like an all-American football player.
I do not see that when I see Cory Booker now.
I know. But, dude, like, wouldn't that be way better of a selling point? Like, hey, man, I'm an all like I played 4 years at Stanford tight end.
I'm America's backup.
Like, dude, I can bench 300 pounds. Like, I've knocked dudes unconscious on the football field. Like, people would actually get behind that. Be like, yeah, man, that's cool. Like, he's actually like a man's man. But he's pretend. Like, dude, he's a guy who is literally lifting weights his entire life every day. Like, you're not like the starting tight end at a D1 school if you're like this little wimp. Like, he's probably like actually a badass, but he has to pretend to be a little girl because the Democrats like hate men. So he has to pretend to be a little bitch. Like, it's so weird.
This is
like,
exactly,
he's probably not actually a little bitch.
Like, I genuinely think I would respect him more if he just came out.
Yeah.
Like, this is 2019. Oh, you could be gay guy and a badass football player. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. No one's judging that.
But, that's way better than the male feminist who's pretending to date that one actress that was popular 10 years ago. Can't remember her name. Like, that's a weird one.
Okay.
What is her name?
No one cares. Who's next? Right. Who's next?
Oh, shit. Let me see. Oh, look at the Bullock. Steve Bullock.
I've never heard of him. I feel really stupid right now. I've never heard of him.
He is a congressman? All right.
Let me see. It's saying he was Let's just say he's not going to be president.
He's not going to be president. All right, who's next?
Yeah, Pete Buttigieg. He's in my top five. Like, in my fantasy draft, I'd say he's in the top five.
He's a mayor of a town of 100,000 people.
I say vice president.
people don't even know, like, if Notre Dame wasn't in South Bend, Indiana, nobody would know what South Bend, Indiana is. I mean, literally, if Notre Dame didn't have a popular football team, they wouldn't know where.
Dude, I didn't even know that Notre Dame was in South Bend until you just told me. That's how little I care.
His selling point is super gay and Notre Dame football. Hell of a sales pitch, bro.
The one thing that I don't like about his pitch is that everyone's pitching him as like the first openly gay presidential candidate. That's not true. The first openly gay presidential candidate was John Hospers in 1976 under the Libertarian Party ticket. So see?
That's right.
Asshole's just stealing from the Libertarians. What a bitch.
What a little bitch. No, I don't. Bitch. I just don't like Pete. He's just a dick. Like when he first started, when he rolled out his campaign, like he's all right. He's clearly an intelligent man. Like he's got about 40 IQ points on every other Democrat running. It's like he does stand out because he can like form complete sentences and shit. But like he is a malicious, like small, angry little man. You see that with like his attacks against Vice President Pence. Like he's just he hates.
Yeah, those came out of nowhere.
Yeah, like he has this like legitimate like anger, deep-seated anger at Mike Pence. Even though like when Pence was governor, they were like friends and they worked together and they were very friendly and stuff. He's just like this angry little man. Like I just oof. Yeah, it's not a good look. Not a good look for him. Like relax, dude. Like
yeah, just chill. Just chill, Pete. Okay, next.
Castro.
Not going to be president.
Julian Castro, the former mayor of, was it San Antonio?
San Antonio. He looks like a communist, and he has a literal communist name. And I'm sorry, like I can say this because I'm Puerto Rican. America does not want a Latino president. I could just say that. Like Americans, like white Americans, black Americans, Asian Americans, because despite what everyone says about racial tensions in Americans, Latinos are always on the low end of the totem pole. People think so little of us, it's ridiculous. And I don't think even – I honestly think that's one reason why Rubio and Cruz got so far was because at least they never used the whole, oh, I'm part Cuban thing as an actual selling point. Like maybe in the beginning it was like, oh, look, we have minority representation. But like when shit got down – like they never used it.
And well, like also thing. Other Hispanics, like there's a lot of racism against or prejudice against Cubans in the Hispanic community. Like yeah, Mexicans
it's,
don't
it's
like
a big deal.
Cubans. Yeah, like Mexicans don't like Cubans very much. Puerto Ricans don't like Cubans. Like it's this weird thing.
And then we
where,
all hate each other.
Other Hispanics. Right. It's very strange. Yeah. Like, and I mean, culturally speaking, too, like Cubans are actually the most Republican voting bloc in the country.
Puerto
like
Ricans,
Cuban
too.
Americans,
yeah, like Puerto Ricans are very traditionally like conservative. 20. Yeah,
yeah,
but I just don't think I don't think any Latino will become president within my lifetime. I still think that Latino stereotypes, and this is my only SJW stance. I think America's views of our Latino community have to change over time before this even becomes a thing. Like I look very Caucasian. I only speak English. I went to good schools. I'm a taxpayer. I fill out forms and I go to interviews and people see me and then they read my name and you can just look on their face and they were not thinking I was going to walk in.
They also don't like the fact that you have a giant dick tattooed on your forehead. So
yeah, you know. I mean, you know, just little things, folks. Just, okay,
that might have. Probably wasn't the best idea, but
hey, I gotta rep it. I gotta rep it. Anyway, Bill de Blasio, not gonna be president.
An actual communist. he can't even. I mean, obviously Bernie Sanders is a communist. Elizabeth Warren's a communist. They're all fucking commies. But like Bill de Blasio
was a communist before it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, he actually is for the abolition of private property. So there's that. Yeah, I mean, he can't. I mean. Man, like he should not have been reelected last year. Like I said, Democratic voters, especially on the coast, are just freaking NPCs, man. They voted for a guy they hate. He had a 25% approval rating, and he got 65% of the vote. That's just ridiculous.
Not going to be president. Not going to be president. Okay, who's
John,
next?
John Delaney. John Delaney.
I only know who he is because he was the first person to announce he was running.
The day after the 2016 election.
Exactly why I know he's not going to be president.
The former, currently unemployed congressman from Maryland, John Delaney. Not going to be president.
Not going to be president. Okay, the next one Tulsi is probably, Gabbard. Man, like off the bat, she is so freaking hot.
Dude, she is. She's very pretty, man. She's definitely the most attractive politician in the country.
Oh,
I don't think
by far.
Really close.
By far. Oh my gosh. I do. We have open primaries in Virginia. I am voting for her. Like it's going out of style. And I have written publicly, like on a more serious note, like I actually do think that she would be, in terms of like a libertarian angle, I think she would be the best nominee to debate Trump on civil liberties and foreign policy.
Right.
I think if you were like a blue Republican, like a Democrat that voted for Ron Paul in 08 and 2012, I think this is like the next blue, like the next, we'll call it the red Democrat moment. I think if you're a libertarian or a Republican voter, if you've got an open primary in your state and you care about issues foremost, I think you should vote for Tulsi Gabbard.
I do, like, she's great on like religious liberty. She's great on war, obviously. But she is like a communist on economics. So like it does grind my gears a little bit seeing like all these libertarians like, oh yeah, Tulsi 2020. It's like
oh, dude, I'm not an apologist. I still plan on voting for Trump, but
right.
I want to put Trump on the record about stuff more.
Right.
I actually talk about this shit.
And Tulsi,
I
will
want
do
them to know where Aleppo is.
Right. Like, look, Tulsi will do extraordinarily well in the Democratic debates because she's not a fucking idiot. Like she is very intelligent
problem.
And
I
she can hack it, man. She's been on, she's been on Joe Rogan's podcast a couple times and had very good conversations. You know, like she's very bright. She actually has like coherent policies. She's very cute.
Tulsi you know, like, is bae.
She seems cool too. She seems like very, like a genuinely good human being as well. Like, which is rare. Yeah. I mean, maybe not. Maybe she's just an absolute monster.
And we just
like
don't know any better because we're captivated by her hotness.
Yeah, she's so much more attractive than AOC.
Like, that's not even a competition.
Do a poll on Twitter, by the way. See what the people have to say. Yeah, but she's way,
absolutely.
Way than AOC.
Okay, next person. Yeah. We went from hot to not. Kirsten Gillibrand.
Oh, gosh, man. Oh my goodness.
She looks like that high school principal that wants to be your friend, but everyone knows she's just really strange and that she'll show up to work drunk and yelling at teachers for no reason.
Dude, she looks like she asks to speak to all the managers.
All the managers all the time. Did you see that creepy video she did for Pride Month?
Oh gosh, yeah, she was like taking shots at the bar and stuff. Yeah,
she didn't she had a double shot of something and she was sipping on it and then she just randomly screams, "Gay pride! No, gay rights!" It's like, Kirsten, this is 2019. We're not talking about this
just
shit
her
anymore.
Campaign rollout. She's like, "As a young mother, I will fight for our children's futures." Young mother, like, bitch, you're like 48 and she had her kids at ages, I believe, 38 and 43.
Oh, those kids, a young mother's
19.
Yeah, like this is
you
weird.
Had a kid at 43. That's like a medical, like, God bless you, by the way, but that's like a medical miracle that you were able to have a kid at 43. Like, you are literally as old a mother as you can possibly be and have your kid not have autism.
One reason,
so, like,
I don't like
you're
her.
You're not a young mother. So.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. One reason I never liked her was because in 2017, when all this new Lewinsky stuff started coming out of the woodwork, since now all the Democrats could talk about how much they hate Bill and Hillary, since, you know, they're not afraid of getting killed anymore. She went on a speaking tour saying how she now condemns Bill Clinton's sexual assault of, you know, Juanita Broderick and the whole thing with Lewinsky. It's like, bitch, that was like 20 years ago. It doesn't matter now what you have to say about that.
Dude. And it's like the Clintons gave her start. Like, they built her. Like, she came out of the Clinton machine. So it's so funny, like, seeing these people, because the Clintons have given so many Democrats a career, and like, they never spoke out about any, obviously, the rape and all the other stuff, yeah, and the bad policies and everything of the Clinton administration.
We have a long part of this list to go. Do you have like an extra like 15, 20 minutes? I want to get through this list.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going. Right, yourself. Right. I just want to make sure.
She's a dumb bitch. Anyway, dumb we can move bitch. On. Kamala Harris. Oh, man. Is there a least authentic thing on the face of the earth?
She creeps me out.
One positive thing, she looks like she probably used to be hot like 20 years ago.
I could still see it. Like, in certain photos, she looks like she's got it going on.
And then other photos, not at all.
Not at all. Like, you know, the one thing I will say about her is that, like, she kind of, when you see her talk sometimes, like, she's a grade A bullshitter, but she doesn't hide the fact that she's feminine. And she does like those things, like she'll wink at a camera and stuff like that. Like, she knows that she's a woman, and
literally made it to the top, sleeping her way to the top.
Like, and that's why she scares the crap out of me, because she knows it and she knows how to work it.
Right. Right. Man, but the whole like, oh yeah, I used to smoke weed listening to Tupac in college. When she graduated college in like 1985, and Tupac would have been like 13.
Those years don't add up, Kamala. That does not
like
add
up. His first record was like 1991, son. Like, come on, like what are we doing?
My strong money though, like gut reaction, I think she's the nominee. Because
really?
She has those intersectionalist factors that Democrats say they care about, and she's
blacks don't like her. The blacks like Biden.
Does anyone really know what the blacks like?
I mean,
I don't believe they like Biden. I honestly don't believe those polls, because it's like all those people back in 2015, 2016 that said they like Jeb Bush. Dude, I live in the heart of establishment country. I have never met a single Jeb Bush supporter. I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying I never met one, and those polls are shit. And I don't think black people like Biden at all. I don't think the whole, oh, he's riding off the Obama coattails. I don't believe that shit at all. I think it's going to be Kamala.
Well, they don't like Kamala because she used to be a prosecutor and she's married to a white guy.
So what?
So they don't like.
So what?
They don't like. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm just saying.
Is she married to a white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they attacked, like, oh, that's a problem.
The black community attacked her. Yeah, she had to like justify. Like, she should have, and she answered the question. She's like, look, like, you know, I couldn't help who I fell in love with. I love my husband. It's like, she should not have answered that question.
She should have been divorced, like, suck him on the spot.
No, she should have like looked at that reporter or whatever, and she'd be like, suck my dick. I'm not like justifying my marriage to you. Like, get out of here. Like, I was disappointed that she even answered the question, because I was like super racist and inappropriate and offensive. She'd have been like, screw you.
Oh,
who cares?
Man, she's her worst enemy. She's her worst enemy.
Everything, like, she's a lot like Hillary Clinton too, where like everything is painfully scripted and painful. It's like, ugh, it's so like tedious listening to her talk. Like, it's so calculated.
Like people say, oh, you know, Obama's blackness factored into it. And while I do agree with that a little bit, like, Obama in 2008 was also just a really cool guy. Like, people wanted to hang out with Obama. No one wants to hang out with Kamala Harris.
No, so, not unless so you're a politician.
Yeah, so the black factor has nothing to do with it with her, as much as she wish it would. And she's only really her dad's Indian. No, her dad's Jamaican. Yeah. Her mom's Indian.
And she was raised in Canada.
Yeah, she's not from Oakden or wherever the hell she says she's from. Anaheim, whatever. Okay, John Hickenlooper. Definitely not going to be president.
Not going to be president. I like him just because he's a weirdo, though. Like, he seems just like a weird dude.
Like, he legalized pot in Colorado, so I got to give him props for that. But he also got shouted down at the California Democratic Convention for saying that socialism is stupid and single-payer healthcare is a pipe dream.
Yeah,
I think he's just doing this just correct. to piss people off.
He also... I know, like, he also said on CNN like 2 days ago, like, the Democrats need to draw a line in the sand and say that we are not socialists. It's like, dude, look around. down, bro. Like, do you realize? Like, yeah, man. Half of the Democrats are full-fledged Marxists. And not just the politicians, the voters as well. Like, the Democratic Party has been eaten alive by communism. Like, look around, man. Like, maybe he just doesn't even realize how bad it's gotten within his own party. I don't know.
I think he's bored, and this is his way of getting even with people he doesn't like in the most public way possible.
Governor Jay Inslee.
I've never heard of him. How have I never heard of some of these people?
I know, like, you do this for a living.
I hope no potential clients are like, damn, this guy is, like, so uninformed.
He's the governor of Washington. He's running on a single-issue campaign on climate change. He's not going to be president. I would definitely vote him, like, if it were, like, a high school yearbook, I'd vote him most likely to be eaten by a polar bear while, like, trying to make a documentary about how there's no more polar bears.
He looks like Brock Turner's dad.
I don't know who that is.
He's that swimmer that raped that woman behind a dumpster.
Oh, gosh.
And the judge only gave him, like, 3 weeks probation because he said it would affect his athletic career.
Oh, my goodness.
You never heard of that?
No. Must have missed that.
Anyway, Jay Inslee is not going to be president. Agree or disagree?
I agree. Amy Klobuchar.
She is the most Hillary Clinton-esque person running.
Dude, okay. No. Here's the thing. Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. But obviously, well, all right. Other than Tulsi Gabbard, because she's hot. Klobuchar is my favorite Democrat because she's a psychopath.
She's like Pennywise from It. Like, she might actually, like, she beats employees. Like, I've been hearing about her abusing people going back to 2015 when I first started working in DC. Like, she is physically freaking abusive.
Yeah. She hits people. Like, throwing people. Shit. Yeah, like, throws office supplies at interns. I just want, dude, we need to see a video, like, pics or it didn't happen. Like, I want to see her, like, beating her chief of staff to death with a stapler. Like, I want that video, man. I need it.
Yeah, like, it is. When she quits, when she drops out, she's going to go out fighting.
Literally. Just like, yeah, we always say in politics, go down swinging, but damn, this bitch is going to.
I'm afraid she might.
She's going to hurt somebody. And that man also, like, doing her campaign announcement, talking almost exclusively about global warming and the worst blizzard I've ever seen. Just the best.
Amy, like, the snowman.
Like, she's covered in snow, man. Like, she's like, there's snow drifts just like knocking over
Trump,
her podium.
Trump tweeted a photo of her just like buried
just
in snow
by in the background.
And he's like, welcome to the race, Amy. It was the funniest thing. Wayne Messam. I've never heard of this
Wayne
dude.
Who?
Wayne Messam, M-E-S-S-A-M.
He's the mayor of Miramar, Florida.
Has anyone heard of Miramar, Florida?
I have, because I'm in a band and I've played shows in every city and town in America, but I'm definitely in the minority here.
That dude's not going to be president. He looks like a Nigerian prince scandal just waiting to happen, and he might, like, nothing good comes out of Florida. He's not going to be president.
Dude, I hope he goes, like, full Florida man, though. Just to, like, get attention, he starts doing, like, crazy Florida man shit, like robbing a liquor store with a live alligator or something.
Challenging his wife to Mortal Kombat in a Walmart. Okay. Seth Moulton. I only know him because I wrote a piece on him for the Advocates. He said if an alien invasion ever occurred, he would offer them cheeseburgers and beer. And have a conversation with them. He's obviously never seen Independence Day or any alien film that's ever existed, but okay.
Okay.
said if America wasn't racist, Stacey Abrams would have been governor of Georgia.
Wow.
So if you disagree with Seth Moulton, you're a racist.
There's nothing worse than all these white guys just trying to be woke.
Speaking of it, you take the next dude. The wokest of the white bros. Beto.
Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Not going to be president.
By the way, my last name's Leonard. I'm Irish as shit, like almost entirely Irish. The O'Rourkes are actually like an ancient royal family in Ireland. Like, they were historically one of the most powerful Irish families. They're actually, like, related to the Leonards. Like, the Leonards are a part of the O'Rourke clan.
Yeah, I don't see, you pretending to be Mexican, Ireland, though.
He's literally like my cousin. And, you know, and he's more Irish than I am. And I am extremely Irish. So it's just hilarious. Beto.
Oh, not going to be president.
A joke. He eats dirt. Yeah.
Well, won't you just let me be president? Ugh.
Like, Pete Buttigieg is just the smarter, gayer Beto. Like, that's why he's just eating Beto's lunch right now. Like, he's better. He's quicker on his feet. He's more intelligent. He has a better academic background. He's gay. And Beto's like, well, shit, I'm not gay. Yeah, it's weird, man. Beto just...
Speaking of being nothing.
Just entirely a creation of the corporate press.
Absolutely. Not going to be president.
Never going to be Ted Cruz. No, not going to be president.
Tim Ryan, not going to be president because I've never heard of him.
Not going to be president. He actually, if he wasn't such an idiot, he could be president. Like, Tim Ryan, he's a congressman from my home state of Ohio. He's in, like, Youngstown, Ohio, like, south of Cleveland, right on the Pennsylvania border. Very, it is a blue district, but it's not, you know, deep blue. But he's, like, a union guy. He's, like, a blue-collar guy. He's pretty smart. But he also
is he a socialist, like, or not?
Yeah, well, he didn't used to be. Like, he challenged Nancy Pelosi in 2016 for I guess minority leader at that time, because he said the party was, you know, going too far to the left and Pelosi's out of touch with the, you know, blue collar workers, and, you know, a guy like him can help the Democrats win Ohio. And then, but he's, if he actually ran with that, you know, as like the kind of what Joe Biden's trying to do, like ran as like the blue collar, like Joe Manchin kind of Democrat, he could go somewhere. Like, he could actually, like, he could, like, I was terrified he was going to run for governor of Ohio because I thought he probably would have won. He's a smart guy. He's really good at campaigning, but he's gone full, like, woke socialist lefty. It's so dumb. And he's like a blue collar tough guy from Youngstown. And same as Cory Booker, like, his persona is like as a little bitch. He's like, look, I'm just this little feminist bitch. It's like, dude, You're a man. Like, you're an Ohio blue collar grown ass man from Youngstown. Just campaign as the grown ass man from Youngstown, not the male feminist bitch. Like, I just don't understand. Like, it's such a miscalculation when these guys are doing this. I just don't. It's not going to end the way they think it's going to end.
Speaking of easy predictions, Bernie Sanders. Man, I have such a toss-up opinion about Bernie, because I think he's burned out and he's no longer interesting or unique, because everyone just, like, took his shit and they're running with it and they're a little bit more interesting than him. But he's just so well-liked amongst the base, I think he could still do it.
Bernie is legitimately an evil man. Like, he's a very, very, very bad person. Like, he is a full-blown communist. You know, an apologist for he just openly supported the Soviet Union. I mean, he had the Soviet flag hanging in his office when he was mayor of Burlington, Vermont. Like, he's literally a proud communist. And what he did to the Democratic Party, man, I'm telling you, it might go down in history as, like, one of the worst things to ever happen in this country. Like, I know that sounds, like, hyperbolic, but really, I mean,
I think he did the Democrats a favor, because if you believed in the system and if you believed your vote mattered, then Bernie exposed the fact that, you know, the DNC was rigging shit. So I think he did them a favor.
Yeah, that's true. But I just mean for the future of the country.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're fucked because of him.
Yeah. Like, turning one of the two major parties into Soviets is not good. Like, my goodness. Where's a fucking McCarthy when you need him? There's actually communists in office now.
Do you think he'll make it far?
No, I think he's done. He moved the party so far left that he's not, like you said, he's not unique anymore. He's not the flavor of the month anymore because they're all a bunch of commies.
Speaking of the exact opposite of everything Bernie once was, Eric Swalwell. I'm surprised he made it on the debates.
I would love to fight that guy. We talked to, who was I talking to on the podcast last week, where we had, like, we're like the Fight Club questions, like, who would you want to fight?
Dude, I'm afraid he would cry and then sue me after agreeing to do a fight. I'm afraid he would get hit once and then he would cry and sue me.
Or try to nuke you.
No one's coming for, no one's his backup. Like, he's that guy who thinks he's popular because he's rich, but nobody likes him.
Yeah, he did an anti-gun rally outside of the NRA headquarters the other day.
I almost went to that, but there was something in the back of my mind thinking it's not even worth a story.
No, 18 people.
Right. I was right.
Not 1,800, not 18,000, 18 individuals.
Not going to be president.
Probably just his extended family. Not going to be president.
Okay, we're down to the last
Not just
three.
Now. I mean,
ever,
ever,
ever. And that, it's not happening. And besides, no one likes his last name, Swalwell. No one wants that.
He just looks like a dick, too.
Speaking of people that could look like anything they want, Elizabeth Warren. Not going to be president.
All right. She's not going to be president. It was over the time that Trump trolled her into taking a DNA test, revealing that she's 1,024th Indian.
She's the whitest person in America.
She's the whitest person I've ever seen in my entire life. And I am white, dude. I go out in the sun for 5 seconds and I turn red, and she's whiter than me. I mean, she makes me look like LeBron James.
I trust OJ Simpson did not kill his wife and Ron Goldman more than anything she's ever said. Ever.
Yeah. She used to be like, she at least used to be like a reasonable human being. Like, she wrote a book 20 years ago called, what is it? The Two Income Trap. And it was kind of like a moderate book about, you know, like the family unit and having both parents work and shit like that.
She's America's angry vice principal.
Yeah. She's not likable at all. I mean, she makes Hillary Clinton look authentic. She's always angry and screech. She does that weird squeal.
When she endorsed Hillary in the summer of 2016, though, right before the DNC in Philadelphia, I knew she would never be president, because she just endorsed, before Bernie did, she endorsed the epitome of the Wall Street establishment class that she had railed against for years. That's when I knew it would never happen for her.
She also, like, she could have ran in 2016 and done well. Like, she was the darling of the left before Bernie Sanders was.
I think she could have stolen it. Like, obviously, no one could have beaten Hillary because she rigged the whole thing and she was killing people. But I think she could have done it. Okay. Not gonna be president. Marianne Williamson. Who the fuck are these people? She's Isn't hot. She like, I'll give her that. Like, she's pretty cute.
I've never seen her.
She's not that bad.
Isn't she like that crazy person? That like,
which one?
She's like, no, but like sells like crystals and shit.
I hear self-help books. I hear she's a speaker and author. I've never heard her speak. I've never read a book she's done. But not apparently she's rich. I think she might have a rich husband who helped bankroll this whole thing.
Andrew Yang. I actually like Andrew Yang. I mean, he's crazy and he'd be like a horrible president, but he seems like
I think he could go far.
I'd hang out with him.
I see him hanging out till the end, honestly.
He's like, I mean, obviously his policies are wrong, like UBI and stuff, but it's at least like he at least articulates things in ways that make sense to people.
If I were a Republican, I would hire him for something. Just for his insights. Or wrong, I would hire him. Like, he's the type of person that when you're starting a business, you want him there. But I don't want him to be in the White House.
No.
Like,
but
that's,
I mean, he's
a
he's
different.
The only Democrat that's going on like conservative shows too.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, he did like Ben Shapiro's show. I think he did a Dave Rubin show. Dave
Rogan.
Isn't a conservative, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went on Rogan. Yeah. He's one of the only
nice people. Just a nice human being. Yeah.
Yeah. Not-